Good Sunday afternoon. This is Hans here. Today's date is December 29th, 2013. Just 3 more days to, for, well, 2.5 technically, left in the year 2013. And so I just thought I'd do a quick update. Well, such as it is. Just walking on King Street. I just came from Center Street onto King Street here in Niagara-on-the-Lake. It's actually a mild afternoon here. A lot of the snow is melting, like on the sidewalks and the roads. It's in the low 40s, about 45, 43, 44, somewhere around that range. And there's a very light breeze coming from the southwest. It's cloudy, of course, as well. Supposed to cool off quite a bit tonight. Supposed to get down to about 19 or 20 tonight, and that's supposed to be the high for tomorrow. So it's really cooling down here. Just thinking about, you know, the year I'm going to do kind of close to the end of the year or early on, kind of a 2013 boo about stuff that went on in this year. But anyway, today before I came out, my parents were watching, my mom was watching Lawrence Welk on the PBS channel out of Buffalo. I guess kind of a Christmassy kind of one. And prior to that, my dad put on a German video of some thing called Heimatmelodien, which is homeland songs. Translated, it means homeland songs. Actually, wasn't bad. It was, you know, some music and some couple guys kind of having a little bit of fun. It was just kind of interesting. It wasn't bad. I guess my dad's had the video for a while. He's got so many German videos and stuff like that of a lot of, like, concerts. And I don't know if he's got... I can't remember if he's got any German movies or not. He's got several, like, a lot of videos about stuff. Last night there was one about Egypt and about some historical stuff. And that's something that's always interests me, is history. Like, I generally prefer just, like, common history, but stuff about kings and royalty and stuff like that doesn't really interest me that much. But it's one thing, I mean, I like more, like, the more common folk history peoples. Here in Niagara-on-the-Lake is very Speaking of history, Niagara-on-the-Lake here is very historical. Of course, the War of 1812 is one of the main sites for that. And Colonel John Butler and his Rangers. Of course, there's a burial ground. And the barracks are just here to my left. On the other side of King Street, there's a plant that I think is still operating, a small factory. And behind that is the barracks, Butler's barracks. And then Fort George is just the other side of town, kind of up close to the Niagara River. And then, of course, the other big draw is, of course, is the Shaw Festival between May and October. And a lot of the shops are there, and basically, if you come here to shop, you better have lots of money, because stuff is very expensive here. Main Street's very crowded, especially in the summer months. And of course, the hotels are, a lot of them are fancy here. They're little ones. There's lots of bed and breakfast and hotels here too. The next block, like, I'm not going to go that way. But the next block has the Pillar and Post in it. Or maybe I will go to John Street. Yeah, because it'll even it out. So we'll just cross Mary Street. Okay, let that car go. But as I was saying, yeah, we're going to go past a place called Cobblestone Gallery, which is an art gallery. I don't know anything about the building. But next to it is the Pillar and Post. And that particular building, part of it was an old canning factory about 40-some years ago. Well, probably 50-some years ago now. And they took it in for a hotel, fixed it up. And, of course, they added on over the years. And about 20, well, maybe not quite, maybe 15 years ago, a Chinese lady bought it up, who was wealthy, had a lot of money, and invested a lot of money in the town. Purchased this one, the Prince of Wales Hotel, which is another old hotel, which that was always fancy. But anyway, took this one and one other one, Queen's Landing. And that one, all three of them, they made to like vintage inns. And the real fancy, you pay $400 or $500, $600 a night for a room. I don't know about here, the Pillar and Post, what the cost is, but expensive. That's why I say, you come to Niagara-on-the-Lake, spend money, better have plenty of money to spend. But anyway, enough about that. So anyway, yeah, it's 2:49 now, so I'm going to turn right down John Street, which is the next street here, and head back towards Gate Street. There's that dingy bingy here that is a flag. It's not very windy, so may or may not pick it up with the cars. But anyway, guess not too much else. So anyway, I'm going to get back, and my dad made some blueberry cheesecake, and I'll have that with coffee. And then it's back to talking to the wife, and so that's what my day, and tomorrow, I don't know, it's supposed to be a lot colder. I don't think I'll be going out tomorrow, and unless I really dress warm, which I can do, so. Anyway, I think that'll do it. You can see there's a lot of cars here. Don't know if they got Sunday brunch here or not, but I think they do. And they're, I don't know what they call the dining room, but okay, we'll just passing. Okay, that car is going to go in. But anyway, passing the old part of the building now. And at any rate, I think I'm going to wrap things up. But no, I think these side streets are, but this is, well, because the Pillar and Post here, there's quite a few cars coming up John Street. Overall, there's a lot more traffic than there was 20 some years ago, before I moved out on my own in Brantford in 1991. But anyway, folks, I think I've gone on rambled long enough, so I'm going to put a wrap on this, get it out, and y'all take care, have a blessed day, and I will boo it, you all fine folks, listeners, later. Take care, all.